This is bourbonblog.com.
We are so happy to have today with us Mellencamp Whiskey Company and Hard Truth. It's Hud Mellencamp, Levi Collison, Brian Smith, a great partnership they've been putting together since last year. Brand new whiskey's about to come out. Gentlemen, it's good to see all of you.
Good to be here. Thank you for having us.
I got to say, Brian, I'm so lucky, first of all, to be first to try this. Thanks for dropping me off. I got a lab sample Brian just dropped me off of this new whiskey, and it is going to be out next week is when you're unveiling it, the Farmer's Reserve. This is splendid. This whiskey is just deep, has so much flavor. Let's just start with, who is Mellencamp Whiskey Company? And then we'll talk about the whiskey.
So Mellencamp Whiskey Company, me and my buddy here, Levi, and we've been friends since day one, pretty much. I was walking through the woods as a little kid one day, and we just somehow stumbled upon each other. He's been my neighbor since, how old were we? Oh, we were probably 7 or 8 years old when we started hanging out, and the rest is history, as they say, right? And
that's right.
Now we've kind of partnered up with Hard Truth and Brian here. Brian lived out on 446, just probably quarter mile in between Hud and I for our whole lives. And we figured that out. And when we had approached Hard Truth and loved the whiskey that Brian's laying down over there. And, you know, it blossomed into a good partnership here. So we're very happy with how things are going so far.
It's incredible that you selected Hard Truth. I'm a big fan of what Brian does too. What's it like for you? Is when they came to you, when you guys started talking about this, putting this together, what were your thoughts and what's it been like?
You know, it is really an interesting evolution, because I can tell you that, you know, we had been approached, you know, a handful of times for kind of partnership opportunities. So, you know, either combining brands or co-branding or doing some, like, you know, private label stuff. And really, with our growth trajectory and what we were investing in, really wasn't part of what we had for our business plan. So, but, you know, doing how I always do, if someone calls and says, hey, we'd like to talk about some stuff, come out, you know, I always love having a conversation, meeting folks. So, Hud reached out to me, and I said, yeah, come on out, let's walk around and talk about it. And so, you know, I wasn't going into it with a closed mind, but I can tell you that I thought there was a less than a 1% chance that something would blossom from this. But then throughout the day, as the day went on, and I was asking them about kind of what their goals were, what they had vision for the business and the brand, you know, there were so many things that aligned with kind of what we were doing, or, you know, some of the same philosophies with, you know, working with Indiana farmers, you know, working with Indiana producers, being proud of our roots in and around the Bloomington, Nashville area. You know, obviously I knew some of the history of Farm Aid and the connections there. Right after we were done talking and meeting that day, that we had some whiskey that we laid down right the first year we were running, that was kind of a one-off, two one-off mash bills that I really put together specifically to highlight our relationship with our farmers. So, you know, I'm thinking, wow, this could be maybe something that works. But then, you know, is the hard work of getting the relationship formalized and set up. But, you know, honestly, it was, it's been super easy. We've had a great time. These guys work hard. They know what they're doing. They've got a good vision for where they're going, where they want to go. And, you know, it just aligns perfectly with what we're doing. And it's just been great. So we had our launch party for the first release, which is the Harvest Rye, last fall. And it was a hugely successful day. We had the whole property full, signed and sold a ton of bottles. And now you can find the Harvest Rye out in multiple states out in our market.
You can find the Harvest Rye. Maybe tough to find some places, but we're going to let them know here in just a little while how to find all these. But I've already been through it. Maybe at least one or two bottles. I have another one. Yeah. This original Harvest Rye. This is so beautiful. And when I first heard about this, I thought, not only these guys they're making great whiskey, but, you know, we said all four of us here, we're all Hoosiers. They're really shedding some light on the farmers, you know, on the Hoosier land. Was that part of the when HUD Levi, when you were starting this, part of what you all really wanted to do? Whiskey Indiana, you just felt it in your heart to really make that happen?
Yeah, I think that part of our whole like core philosophy and beliefs over here at Mellencamp Whiskey is we're going to be homegrown Indiana boys from start to finish. And like he was saying, our alignment just was great with them, and the team up has been amazing.
Really has. And you know, it's really awesome that you guys are building a reputation, continuing to build on that for premium whiskey. And you're also really opening a whole new chapter for the Mellencamp name. It's very exciting. And I should also point out, of course, we have on the original one, this painting by your dad, Hud, on the first one. And I have the lab bottle, but we can bring it up on the screen here. Yet another painting showcasing John Mellencamp's work. What's that like to see your dad's painting on your whiskey?
He was gracious enough to let me kind of have free reign of some of his paintings. And I love that we can collaborate on a bottle design like this. It makes me proud to show off my dad's artwork. And I think it makes him proud to show off we've got a successful, great brand building here.
That's very cool. Well, I know that both Mellencamp and whiskey fans and your all's fans, Hard Truth fans, everybody that loves a great product, everyone's enjoying it now. I've been enjoying it. Let's taste this new one. I think that everybody's excited to hear how it tastes and hear what it is. It just continues to build on the wonderful first release of the Harvest Rye. This one is a bourbon that's been finished in Amberana. Brian, tell us, what are we sipping here? I love it.
So this is a first from Hard Truth in a few different ways. So if this is actually a bourbon rye blend. So this is in this particular blend, we've got majority of it's our sweet mash bourbon mash bill, which is 73 corn, 19 rye, and 8 malted barley. That's really the backbone of this whiskey. And then with that, we opened up those barrels and we took some toasted Amberana wood, which is a really interesting Brazilian hardwood, and put those toasted wood into the barrels for a very small amount of time, because Amberana can be a little bit overwhelming if you utilize it too much. And then as we were thinking through this and thinking about I've tasted a lot of Amberana whiskeys. There's some that I really don't care for too much. There's a lot of chatter in the industry about the use of Amberana. It's really, really got this fantastic, like, sweet cinnamon kind of notes that it brings to the whiskey. And as I was thinking about that, I thought, you know, we've got this really cool rye whiskey mash bill that we've released in the past called Chocolate Malted Rye. And that's 51% rye, 38 corn, and 11% chocolate malted barley. So that chocolate malted barley brings all these dark, rich Dutch cocoa notes to the party, right?
There's that chocolate underneath.
Yeah, so then it was a matter of, getting Levi and Hud and me and Chris Moore in the lab and figuring out, you know, how much do we blend of the chocolate malt rye in to support this beautiful Amberana finished bourbon. But the final product, I think, is even better than I could have hoped for. So we're all really, really stoked about it. So it's a couple firsts. First of all, we've never done an Amberana whiskey at Hard Truth. We've also never done a bourbon rye blend. So this is your first, your first glimpse of Hard Truth as a company that takes their own whiskeys and blends mash bills together.
Blend of straight whiskeys is what this category is, a blend of straight whiskeys.
Correct. Yeah. Blend of straight whiskey. When I say that these are, you know, one of a kind collector whiskeys, I'm not joking. You know, it's not like we're going to, you know, it's not like when Def Leppard says that they've taken their final tour and they're not coming back, and then like they for sure come back. These labels and this package and these whiskeys are a one-off. So there's going to be four total of these collector series with the artwork.
I'll put it up. Down below.
Yep. So we've got the harvest rye, which there still is some of that out in the market. Go grab it because it's out of our warehouse, but there definitely is still some in the market. And then we've got the Farmer's Reserve coming out next week. And then we've got another release this fall and another one next spring. So there will be four in the series featuring the artwork that will be this beautiful collector's package. So that's buy good. One to put in the package to save, and then buy about four to drink because you
buy more to drink than you buy to save. Yeah, that's right. I like that. Some people say buy one to drink, buy one to save, but my always buy more to drink. Hod Levi, tell us as you went into a lab, whether it was for this one, your first time, and you're like, I would assume this was your first time to blend whiskey? What was that like?
So this was definitely our first professional encounter blending whiskey. You know, we've done some backroom blending on our own in years.
Well, backroom.
You know, but it was super exciting for us. It has been a fantastic learning experience. I mean, Hud and I are both, you know, we were both whiskey lovers before this, obviously. That's
right.
Reason why we decided to undergo this endeavor, because we're interested in the process and we want to learn and we appreciate a nice high quality whiskey such as what Brian's laying down over here at Hard Truth. But man, it's awesome going in there to the distillery from the start of the process, mashing in to the finishing process, tasting barrels as they age with Brian, seeing how different seasons and climate change, pulling tannin in and out of the product. The most fun part for myself personally has been all the proofing at the end of all the process, once all the aging is done, and figuring out just where that sweet spot lies to really showcase the good flavors that we've produced in this product. I mean, because it can vary so much, obviously, depending on where you cut it to and fall on your final proofing. But like Brian had kind of touched on a little bit earlier with the second release, I mean, there's the Amberana's obviously pretty hot in the market right now. And there's been a lot of folks that it seems, you know, just want to get out there and have something with Amberana in the name. Right. But what I think we've done really well and Brian has done well is really showcasing the best of what you can get from the Amberana wood. You know, it's not just straight blow you out Amberana cinnamon bomb in your face. You know, it does blend exceptionally well with the chocolate malt, like Brian stated, and it doesn't take anything away from the Amberana, but it adds everything to it.
You know? I can only imagine taking that core product, that bourbon finished in Amberana with that sweet mash rye, really figuring out where the right space was. Just going about the process to me. And even, Hud, how do you like thieving it right from the barrel? You like it right from the barrel occasionally?
Oh, yeah. It's a favorite fucking in there. I get the time he pulls up that drill.
I like it a lot. What was that like? Any experiments that you were almost on as far as the percentage? Is it you all were doing it? Were you almost about to go a little more one way or the other? I mean, it can take some time.
So the cool part about what our experience so far with the proofing process is we all kind of do it separately.
Okay.
Kind of for the last couple, and then we can exchange notes at the end. So it's not like we're like kind of getting each other's heads and like kind of planting ideas. We all have come to 1 or 2 percent from each other. We've all come almost to the exact same.
Pretty close.
So that part's been great because it's, you know, one thing I've found is when you start to kind of, started with like Chris and myself and Tim, you know, we needed to learn each other's language when we were describing whiskey. And then kind of find, you know, like you learn more about like what is this person like, what is this one like. But to Hud's point, being able to really give, you know, your own personal notes on something without being guided, because as you know, as a whiskey educator, there is a lot you can do to guide people to something, to a conclusion. And then there's also the magic of a little bit of a suggestion and then letting them find what they're doing. I know you're great at that. But really having this kind of insular process where we, you know, we all decided on the blend, but then really for the proofing to really have everybody also to have multiple times to taste it, because, you know, you need multiple times during a day and then multiple days, because it might taste vastly different to you depending on what you've eaten before or your mood or whatever. So it's been great, because both times we've done this, like Hud said, we ended up, you know, between Chris and myself and Hud and Levi, we were all between like 1 or 2%
really close
of the roof. Yeah.
When you can be that close, you know that you have you. It's spot on. Go
ahead. All of us like whiskey with a little more proof to it, but I definitely this drink's under the proof. But I believe it's 106.
106 is perfect, yeah. And it does drink like to me in the 90s. I mean, this is
right.
It's easy, but has warmth, and that warmth comes up with that Ambarana, that chocolate. Kind of it goes between kind of this wonderful milk chocolate, but also goes a little darker. This is going to be beautiful by itself. I could see this paired with cuisine, cigars. I mean, there's so many ways this could go. Put up our website down below where we reported on this wonderful new release, the Farmer's Reserve, also the Harvest Dry. And I want to make sure you all also go to hardtruth.com, because there you can learn about the event that's happening. It's next Saturday. Right before the eclipse, right? A couple of days before the eclipse, what's going to be happening?
Yeah, so we are, it's funny, when you look at the map of the eclipse and the totality path, it passes not only right through Brown County, Nashville, and Bloomington, but literally if you get down to the actual, like the center of the path of totality, goes right through our front gates of our distillery. So, there's no doubt, of course, I try not to add to the hype of people coming in and swarming our town, because that's all I've been hearing for the last 3 weeks. But there are going to be a lot of people in Brown County, a lot of people at the distillery. We're going to have events all day long. Hud and Levi and I will be there signing bottles first thing in the morning on Saturday morning. And then there's going to be live music throughout the day, that evening. Tastings, cocktails, food. If you haven't been to our distillery and you think you know what visiting a distillery is like, we are different. So we operate with like regular restaurant hours, so we'll be, you know, open from actually I think we're gonna start the bottle signing a little early, but typically we're open from around 11 a.m till 10 p.m 7 days a week. We're family friendly. We've got tours, we've got big restaurant, we've got an outdoor music venue, we've got distillery tours, side-by-side ATV tours, we drive, you drink, a little bit of everything.
It has to be one of your all's favorite places to hang out too, right, Levi and Hud?
Yeah, we go out there and have a great time. I'm really looking forward to the weekend coming up. We've got a couple great bands. I think we're going to do like almost 6 hours of music every day. It's almost like a whole festival coming out, buddy's going to be playing. Got some other Indiana boys going to be playing as well.
Any favorites? Any favorite Indiana artists going to be playing you want to mention?
We will have Hank Ruff in attendance on Sunday. Yeah. And he's one of our good buddies. And then Cody Eichert's going to be playing on Saturday.
Great. Excellent. Both of them fantastic musicians. It's going to be a riot.
Excellent. Can't wait to see what happens there. Everybody's going to love trying the new Mellencamp whiskey. And we should also mention John Mellencamp is on tour right now, right? And he's going to have another one coming up.
That is right. Yeah. So right now we're finishing up the last leg of a tour we started sometime last year. Coming on up is going to be the Outlaw Music Festival. And it's going to be him, Bob Dylan, and Willie Nelson. So I think it'll be really great going out there. I'm lucky enough to go on tour with them. I do security as well as assistant tour manager. And so I'm out there in the crowd. It's one of my favorite things I can do. I go up into the highest section and find some people who look like they really, really want to be there. And who I'm generally looking for merch. And if you've got Mellencamp whiskey merch on, I'm bumping you up. But I'll bring the people in the highest spots who right in front of the stage. And it's been a great experience getting to upgrade people like that. I've seen people, a lot of firm handshakes and a lot of tears. So it's been great.
That's amazing that you do that. I'm sure you make people's day, and just what an incredible, What an incredible experience. There's so many opportunities to see great music, taste whiskey. I want to also mention, Brian, the what you all do with regard to Grounded in Truth. Tell us about that. On the Hard Truth name, Grounded in Truth, it's a wonderful thing you're doing for a great cause.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, going back to our first story about our first day hanging out with one another and me learning about their passion for keeping things local and obviously the historical precedent of, you know, what Farm Aid has done for family farmers in the United States of America since the mid 80s. I mean, there's no denying the impact that that's had on our world and here in the United States. And so as we were putting this together, we had already started this, you know, Grounded in Truth campaign where we wanted to give back to sustainable farming and family farmers and find a way to do that and educate folks through our whiskey. Because really, when you come to visit us and see the whiskey making process, to some people, it's a little nebulous. They don't know how it works. But I mean, in its simplest terms, you know, we have a very real and significant relationship with our farmer partners. They're proud of the grains that they grow. We work with Doug Miller, who grows all of our corn and most of our wheat. And then a guy named Dwayne Kuhlenschmidt from down near where you live, Tom, who grows a portion of our rye as well. And Dwayne has a little distillery called Dusty Barn Distillery. Go down and visit him down in Mount Vernon. He's an awesome people. But so these relationships, you know, we knew that we wanted to do something to highlight these farmer partnerships. And then, you know, when you come to see us make whiskey, we have this relationship with these farmers. They grow the grain in Indiana. We purchase it from them. So we're supporting them in that way. Then we make great whiskey out of it. Really nothing goes down a drain. And everything that's left and doesn't go in the barrel as whiskey goes out the back of our distillery. And we have two other farmer partners with Travis Heltman being one, Travis being one of them. They come and pick up the spent stillage and feed cattle. So it's a real kind of a total process that utilizes farmers all the way around. And without those farmers, I mean, some people say this, you know, and don't really mean it, but without our farmers and these significance of those relationships, we would not have the whiskey that we do. So we really wanted to do something. So with Grounded in Truth, specifically with the Mellencamp Whiskey Company project, the Harvest Rye and the Farmers Reserve and the two subsequent releases, a portion of proceeds from every bottle goes to our Grounded in Truth campaign, which this year we are an official sponsor for Farm Aid. So we will be doing some promotions with them later in the year and give them some money that will go towards promoting, you know, supporting the family farmers in the United States and promoting sustainable farming practices. So when we have some future events that will have to do with Grounded in Truth and any other subsequent releases, you can sign up. We don't bomb you with a bunch of stuff. So it's really just necessary information. You can learn more about what we're going to do.
It's so important what all of you all are doing for both Grounded in Truth with the Mellencamp whiskey to really honor the Indiana farmers, Indiana grain, something that's truly Indiana right here. It'll be out. It'll be out next week. See him on Saturday. And then there'll be two more releases. I don't know if you all have even started thinking about those releases. Anything you can tell us that might be a tease forward on the next two releases?
We definitely have got them pretty much mapped out. I mean, we've still got some details to work through, but I can tell you that here's what I'll tell. I know you like firsts, Tom, and so I'll tease you that I will say release number three will be another first for Hard Truth. So it will be a product that we've never released before, and an expression that will be another just completely new avenue for us. And it's I'm telling you, it is tremendously delicious. So we're super excited about it.
Whiskey expression.
Yes,
that you've never done before.
Completely new whiskey expression. So we're really excited about that. And also, I wanted to mention one other thing, because I know that there are some Mellencamp whiskey fans now starting to come from around the country and bombing Levi and Hud with, hey, where can we buy this? So on MelonCampWhiskey.com and on HardTruth.com, we've got one of those Spirit Finder widgets.
Yes.
And so you can put your zip code in and you can choose which spirit. So look for Harvest Rye and Farmer's Reserve, and it will show you where around you you can find it. Now, coming very soon will also be a buy now button. And with the buy now button, if you are in a state that allows shipment of spirits, which I think there's about 30 states that allow that, you can actually purchase it right through our website or their website, and it'll be shipped directly to your door. So that's not live yet, but it's like imminent. It will be, I think, in the next 2 weeks we'll have something for that.
There's going to be more places you can find this, and of course MelonCampWhiskey.com, HardTruth.com, and we'll continue to bring you all the updates on bourbonblog.com. And gentlemen, all of you, let's all raise a toast. It's really been a pleasure and quite an honor to have you on, Hud, Levi, Brian. It's such a great time sipping with you all, and we will see you soon to have a sip in person, and congrats on all you've done for the world of whiskey, agriculture, farmers, Indiana, everything. I mean, you've done so much for all of us, so thank you. Cheers.
Thank you, Tom. Cheers.
Thank you for having us, Tom.
Cheers, everybody.